Have you ever looked up at the clouds on a summer day and played cloud shapes with your kids? It's a great road trip game to help make the time go by, or also something fun to do on a lazy day at the pool or the beach, or simply in your backyard on a blanket. You look up and see what you see. Of course, it works best on a partly cloudy day so you can have something to work with, but you just take in the beauty of the blue sky and clouds and begin seeing how they can start looking like certain shapes or outlines of things. You might see a turtle or a mermaid or a unicorn skiing down a mountain. Your imagination and perspective causes you to see all sorts of wild things. And then as the wind blows and the clouds move across the sky, the shapes begin to shift. They morph into something new. An old lady with a nose begins to transform into a sailboat in the ocean. You try to all see the same things, but often I might see one thing and describe it in detail so others can try to see it, but what they see might become something totally different. It's a shape-shifting adventure and relaxing game of imaginary perspective. It's all in what you see. It made me think more about how we all see things. In today's heightened social, political, and religious climate, we are all looking at the same issues, situations, news, and events, yet what we find is that we are seeing them quite differently than someone else. The lens we wear, or our worldview, leads to polarizing opinions, views, and beliefs. Remember the white and gold dress, blue and black dress phenomenon on social media? It took the country by storm, and we were divided. A simple picture of a dress, what appeared to be the same information, was clearly perceived and processed differently by people, ultimately because of illumination and context. There was a definitive color. The dress was blue and black. But because the illumination was eliminated and the field of view altered, many saw it as white and gold. It was fascinating and frustrating. But ultimately, there was the truth, no matter what you perceived it to be. It was there all along. Very interesting when we think about what we stand for, what platform we raise our voices for, and unfortunately today, what many choose to make the dividing line. Are we sure what we see and how we see it is actually what it truly is? How can we know? 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. It's in the Bible. The inspired word of God, his very breath, must be our lens for how we see everything, because it is what is true, and we need nothing else. 66 books, written over a span of 1,500 plus years, 40 writers inspired by God and led to record in the Old Testament, creation, the law, history, poetry, and the prophets. The New Testament, written to preserve the truth of the gospel of Jesus and what is to come. It is our guide that leads, teaches, encourages, corrects, prepares, and equips us for every single thing we may see or are faced with in this life. That's the truth. What do you see? Dig deep into the truth of God's word every day. What you see and how you see it depends on it. I'm Lori Klein.